Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The human eye is such a marvel of evolution that scientists have not been able to reproduce it. Yet with each new generation of the bionic eye, they're getting closer.
The newest one bypasses the optic nerves, which is significant since the leading cause of blindness is damage to those nerves, usually caused by glaucoma. The optic nerves consist of millions of fibers that relay signals from the retina to the brain so that we can see.
This new bionic eye is called the Genaris Bionic Vision System. A camera captures the scene, sends the signals to a cell phone-sized processor, which then gets relayed wirelessly to tiny square tiles implanted in the brain's visual cortex.
Next, the microneedle electrodes on the tiles transmit signals that stimulate neurons in the brain. The users see 172 spots of light that allow them to make out people and objects.
In this study, electrode tiles were implanted into three sheep. After 3 months of these tiles stimulating the animals' brains, there were no ill health effects.
Scientists did find microscopic damage to brain tissue around the tiles, most likely from the high levels of charge delivered with each stimulation.
But the level and frequency of stimulations in this study were much higher than what would be necessary for humans. Even so, the sheep had no change in behavior or motor control.
The hope is that eventually the 60 million people who've lost their vision to glaucoma will see again.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.